Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is titled, Bad Driver. With a rush of adrenaline, I slammed my foot to the floor. The car shuddered as the ABS kicked in, and I wondered for what seemed like an eternity whether the car coming towards me would stop in time. A few minutes earlier, I'd been finishing my porridge, read a book to the kids, picked up my organiser and contemplated my busy schedule for the day. With a sudden enthusiasm to get started, I jumped into the car and headed off to the office. I was driving down a single lane road, and as I came round a bend, I saw a car some way off coming towards me. I missed a passing place and focused on getting as far down the road as possible, as more frequently as not, the driver coming the opposite direction was thinking likewise. We both realised at the same moment that if we did nothing, the inevitable was about to happen, and we slammed on our brakes. Fortunately, we stopped, with plenty of room to spare. Then, like a shootout at the OK Corral, we both waited to see who would reverse. Finally, I slipped the car into reverse, and I backed the 30 metres to the passing place, before finally getting back on my way. Of course, had I pulled into the passing place to begin with, I would have reached my destination a lot quicker. Now I'm sure that you've all had similar experiences, but during the rest of my journey I wondered, how many other areas of my life, if I looked out for passing places, which we could translate to opportunities, shortcuts, or taking the time to plan, and focused on the final destination or bigger picture, rather than the next target, I'd end up with a quicker and better result. What about you? Till next week, David Gardner signing off.